USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A record number of states, cities, and counties are boosting their minimum wage in 2020. On or around January 1st, the minimum wage will increase in 21 states, while another 26 cities and counties are also boosting their baseline pay at the start of the new year. Later in the year, four additional states and 23 cities and counties will hike their minimum wages, according to the National Employment Law Project. The record number of pay hikes will benefit about 6.8 million workers, and the pay gains could range to as high as $1,700 for full-time, year-round workers. Record low unemployment across most of the country has also played a role, forcing employers to bid up wages to attract qualified employees. Late last year, Amazon raised its base pay for workers at warehouse operations around the country to $15. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
New York police will step up patrols in high-profile Jewish neighborhoods in the wake of recent anti-Semitic attacks in and around America's largest city. More officers will be seen in the Brooklyn neighborhoods of Borough Park, Crown Heights, and Williamsburg, according to New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. De Blasio tweeted, "Hate does not have a home in our city. Houses of worship and other buildings associated with the Jewish faith will get extra attention from patrol officers." Japan executed its first foreigner in 10 years. Wei Wei, age 40, was hanged at a detention center where he had been on death row for more than 16 years. Wei was convicted of robbing and killing a clothing store owner and his wife and two children at their home. He and two Chinese accomplices dumped the bodies into the ocean after attaching weights to them. Japan has maintained the death penalty despite growing international criticism. Amnesty International said the hanging showed Japan's shocking lack of respect for the right to life. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Switched at birth actress Marley Matlin called out Delta Airlines on Twitter for its lack of accessibility for deaf and hard of hearing passengers, drawing attention to the challenges to those with disabilities while traveling. Her tweet said, "Sad to see that my preferred airline, Delta Flight 1998, has provisions for various languages and audio description for in-flight entertainment, but no closed captions for deaf and hard of hearing flights." She used the hashtag no access and ADA compliance. The owner of a Colorado daycare center and preschool faces criminal charges, including child abuse, following a six-week investigation. Carla Faith is accused of hiding neglected children behind a false wall in her home. The case goes back to mid-November when Colorado Springs officers pulled up to a home owned by the 58-year-old. They received complaints that the housing had too many children, and they were conducting a welfare check on those children at her daycare called Play Mountain Place. When the officers first arrived, they said they found no children, and Faith refused to cooperate. But then they heard the children's voices, and after investigating, they found a false wall inside the building. Behind the wall was a basement with two adults and 26 children, all under 3 years of age. Parents who left their children in her care have filed numerous lawsuits claiming breach of her duty of care. You can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.